Some of you may be aware, but for at least the last 5 or 6 years, I think, there has been an online program through the Episcopal Church called Advent Word. I think it started originally with the Brothers of the Society of St. John the Evangelist, an Episcopal order of monks who often offer reflections throughout the year, but particularly during Advent. It's now coordinated, Advent Word is now coordinated by Virginia Seminary. Every day during Advent, they offer a word for our reflection during this season of preparation. Words like unexpected, I think that was the first one, visit, time, water, gather, turn. Each word is offered on its particular day along with a brief reflection. And then people throughout the world are invited to provide their own photographs or reflections on that word through social media, providing a really rich compendium of reflection as we all join together in this time of hope and waiting. The Advent word for yesterday was rest. Not a bad word as we all find ourselves hurtling towards Christmas Day. Rest. And the reflection that was sent along with the word rest comes from the Episcopal Bishop in Indianapolis. And she wrote, rest is where the magic happens. True rest changes us at the cellular level. It is the space in which the body is strengthened and the soul restored. Catch your breath. Let down your guard. Rest and let God come. Especially close. Relieve yourself of the adrenaline rush and the accolades wrought with busyness so that Jesus can be born anew in you. I like all of that reflection, but the particular image that is powerful for me is that idea of rest as a space. As an open space in the time of our lives. Rest is not so much something you do as a space that is opened up. But it's not an empty space. It's not a space in which nothing happens. It is a space in which we give up control over what happens. Think about it. To truly rest, we do have to give up control of that time. Open up a space in our lives where we are not controlling what happens. And then in that space, things do happen. Within that space, miraculously, as the bishop says, strength and restoration and healing are given to us. We don't acquire them. They are given to us in that space. Restoration and healing. Magic, as she says, happens in that space of rest. Magic, and we might say, miracle as well. These are given to us when we open up that space of rest. Sometimes we find God in that space as well. That's what happened to Joseph in today's gospel reading. In Matthew's Gospel, that short piece that we heard this morning on this fourth Sunday of Advent. We only hear this passage from Matthew once every 3 years on this fourth Sunday of Advent in Matthew's year. That short passage in Matthew, that story tells the story of Jesus' birth. The focus is mostly on Joseph and about God's voice coming into his life in a dream when he was at rest. Often in the Bible, God speaks in dreams. Think about what a powerful metaphor dreams are. And even if you think of them as only a metaphor, but a metaphor for a gift given to us that is beyond our control. Dreams. Beyond our control. Given to us in that space of rest. Bearers sometimes of God's voice and God's presence. For Joseph, had Joseph not had that space, that time of rest, had Joseph clung to control over his life, he would have faced two choices when Mary was found to be with child. Engagement. An engagement at that time was a binding contract. And infidelity during the time of engagement was considered adultery. Under the Jewish and social laws of his day, Joseph had two choices. To have her publicly stoned or to divorce her quietly. He was considering the more compassionate response until he went to sleep. And in that rest, in that time of rest, when he let go of his own control, he let go of all of the expectations that were imposed upon him. In that open space of rest, he perceived God speaking to him at that very moment, somehow present in his life, saying to him, Joseph, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. You, Joseph, have a role in the vast sweep of God's hope for God's beloved people. God spoke to him in some way, in that open moment in his life, saying, do not be afraid. And into that same moment later came Jesus, Emmanuel, in some mysterious way, bearing God's own presence into Joseph's life, in that open space of rest. A space in our lives when we give up control of what happens. Make time in these remaining days of Advent and beyond. Make time to rest. Make space in your life for rest. Literally, physical rest. But also emotionally and spiritually. Open up a space where you can simply rest and let the healing and restoration that God offers come into your lives. And perhaps you will receive even the very presence of God, Emmanuel, coming to be born. To be born into those places in our lives where we open up room to let him in.